Crawford feeds me, and I know one shall know. He in green pastures leads me by streams which gently flow. He doth, when ill betides me, restore me from distress. For his name's sake he guides me in paths of righteousness. His rod and staff shall cheer me when passing death's dark veil. My Lord will still be near me, and I shall fear no ill. My food he doth appoint me, prepared before my foes. With oil he doth anoint me, my cup of bliss o'erflows. His goodness shall not leave me, his mercy still shall guide, till God's house shall receive me forever to abide.
Thank you. Thank you.
timid concerning the morrow, so faithless of entering in to the beautiful rest that remaineth secure in the city of God, where shall enter no evil that staineth, nor ever the spoiler hath crossed. But I, when the struggle is sorest, and dark the clouds grow o'er my soul, dear Lord, the sweet cup that thou pourest hath balm, drink, and in hold. From the quenchless old well of salvation, I quaff the pure waters divine, and a sense of triumphant elation is thrilled through this spirit of mine. No hand but thine own, blessed Master, could comfort and cheer in the day when the touch of a sudden disaster hath cumbered and tangled away. No look but thine own could illumine when night gathers black o'er the land. Strength that is failing and human by a storm of deathless grand. But ever thy help is the nearest, when help from the earth there is none. Ever the word that is dearest is the word of the crucified Son. And I, when the tempest clouds gather, I fly for sweet shelter and peace through the sun to the heart of the Father. Then, terror and tremor do cease. He restoreth my soul, and I praise him, whose love is my chrism and crown. He restoreth my soul. Let me raise him a song that his favor will own. So often, so weary of sorrow, so weary of fighting with sin, I long and I look for the mark when the ransom, their freedom shall win.
Thank you.
6,000, mostly canaries. The sea was very calm when the ship first sailed, and the little birds were silent. They kept their little heads under their wings, and not a note was heard. But the third day out at sea, the ship struck a furious gale. The passengers were terrified. Children wept. And then a strange thing happened. As the tempest reached its height, the birds began to sing. First one, then another, until all 36,000 were singing as if their little throats would burst. When the storm rises in its fury, do we then begin to sing? Should not our song break forth in tenfold joy when the tempest begins? I can hear the songbirds singing their refrain. It is morning in my heart, and I know that life for me begins again. It is morning in my heart. It is morning. It is morning in my heart. Jesus made the gloomy shadows all depart. Songs of gladness now I sing, for since Jesus is my King, it is morning in my heart. O God, wilt thou teach us to begin the music of heaven? Grant us grace to have many rehearsals of eternal hallelujahs. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me, bless His holy name. Try singing in the storm. through pastures fair and sea-girt paths all wild with rock and foam, or velvet sward and desert stern and bare, the flock comes home. A weary way, now smooth, then rugged with a thousand snares, now dim with rain, then sweet with blossoms gay and summer air. Yet, safe at last, within the fold they gather and are still, sheltered from driving shower and stormy blast, they fear no ill. Through life's dark ways, through flowery paths where evil angels roam, through restless nights and long heart-wasting days, Christ's flock comes home. Safe to the fold, the blessed fold, where fears are never known, love-guarded, fenced about with walls of gold, he leads his own. O Shepherd King, with loving hand, whose lightest touch is bliss, thine is the kingdom, thine the power, to bring thy flock to rest.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. There were 99 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold, but one was out on the hills away, far off from the gates of gold. Away on the mountain, wild and bare, away from the tender shepherd's care. From the tender shepherd's care. Lord, thou hast here thy 99. Are they not enough for thee? But the shepherd made answer, 'Tis of mine, has wandered away from me, and all upon the road be rough and steep. I go to the desert to find my sheep. The ransom never knew how deep were the waters crossed, nor how dark was the night that the Lord went through ere he found his sheep that was lost. Out in the desert he heard it cry, sick and helpless and ready to die. Sick and helpless and ready to die. Lord, when suddenly from the way that struck out the mountain's crack, they were shed for one who had gone astray, ere the shepherd could bring him back. Lord, when thy hand rent and torn, they are pierced tonight by many a thorn.
Father, you've given us
again to come to thee in thankfulness for all that thou hast provided. We thank thee for thy marvelous shepherding, for thou art our shepherd. We pray for thy continued guidance and overruling us and protection. We thank thee for the many blessings of this day, for the privilege of being able to assemble ourselves in safety and security, quietness, that we may study from thy word and learn more of thy will. We ask an outpouring of thy spirit that we may change our desire to your desire, that we may follow in the footsteps of thy son. Remember those that are going through trial, difficulty, those that have suffered loss. We pray for them knowing that you will provide. We ask it all in the name of thy son, Christ Jesus. Thank you.